Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210 at the end of your call. The final episode of MASH aired 1983. All-time TV rating for a show up until that point. May have even been up there with the Super Bowl in the early years of it. That's how big it was. I forget the percentage of TV sets that were on that were watching MASH. Watching MASH. But the finale, what's the best finale? Dan had a great insight, too. Now, the modern shows, what they do is any number of them kind of do the finale, the shocking part of it, the twist. And then the finale is an epilogue. I would say some resist that. One of my favorites that's often just killed is Seinfeld. The finale's killed. I think it was a brilliant. I'll explain why later. But I want to go to, the resistance down in South Philly. You heard last week, two women were the ones that led the charge. And to do this, it was remarkable. I talked to a number of political people and others at the rally, Camden County rally on Saturday, and they said to me, I would put the odds at under 10% that they would stop that safe injection site once they had put their target down to do it in South Philly. And I think that's accurate. Jody Del Barbara is back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jody, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very well. So, Jody, you ought to know these were real activists. We were over there to kind of protest Nancy Pelosi coming in. 200 people on that freezing, windswept Saturday. And a lot of them came up to me and said, I didn't think in a million years it was possible to stop this. They wanted to pass that on to you and others. It is truly remarkable. Still stunning, I think.
Yeah, well, the mayor and Ed Rendell and Safe House never thought that we would find out the location
right.
And be able to get to the tenants and to the landlord before the press conference.
Yes.
And then when Leanne was at the press conference, that really put the icing on the cake.
It did. It just shows you this is possible, but it's not even the first round knockout. It's like three rounds you won, but we know that this goes on forever, particularly the woman that's in charge of the activists. They're not going to give it up. And I don't think the motivation is money, unless you differ. I think the motivation is these are people who are inflicting their own sense of morality and everything else. They think they know better, and they're used to getting their way. That's what this is about.
Well, plus, if this goes through, there's the danger it will go through in every state in the country.
Right.
Because this will set a precedent. But if we stop it completely, because it's this, or maybe it's round three, but we still got to go to the ninth round.
Yes.
If we stop it, then it sets the precedent, and the icing on the cake will be U.S. Attorney McSwain stopping it forever, making it illegal.
Yes,
in the Third Circuit, and
right.
I believe he'll go to the Supreme Court if it doesn't go through.
Right, and I think all these things make the news, and they get a sense of the sentiment of people, and it helps in the legal case because, yeah, there's the law, and then there's public sentiment, and judges take that into account. Now, this isn't over. The one figure in Philadelphia, and you have to give this guy credit for his sheer, unadulterated arrogance, Mayor Kenney. He's the only public figure that is still yammering on about this. Now, others behind closed doors might in city council, et cetera, but they have removed themselves from the landscape and they're playing like they're in agreement with us, sort of, maybe, maybe not. He's the one person adamant, but he does his budget address this Thursday. So what are you trying to do?
All right. I urge everyone that is opposed to this to go to the budget address. It's open. It's open to the public. You cannot be kept out because it's our money he's spending, the taxpayers' money. So what I believe is it is 10 o'clock in room 400 City Hall, and people need to flood the place. And he will not come to us, but we're going to him.
This is the, instead of the mountain to Mohammed, it's the intelligence to the dumb is what's going on here by going to this. You got to give him credit. He's a piece of work. Most other mayors, even Mayor Rendell, apologize right out of the box. Not this guy. It is incredible. Now, Anthony Williams, State Senator Anthony Williams, and I think some South Philly representatives and others today are introducing a bill that maybe there'll be some urgency now that essentially, with so many provisos in it, Jody, will shut out the safe injection sites in the state of Pennsylvania.
I think so. And it's State Rep Maria Donatucci. He's in our area, actually.
Okay.
She's the one who wrote the bill, and Senator Williams, of course, wrote it. And they're doing a companion bill in the House. And I think it's going to, it's going to be tweaked here and there because Republicans and Democrats have to vote for it. And I'm sure, I heard the Republicans might want a stronger bill, but to get this passed, they have to compromise. You know, you might have one that's real strong and one that's strong enough to stop it. So
right.
I'm hoping that it will go through in both chambers.
Yes.
And then if Wolf vetoes it, there needs to be enough votes to override it, just like in city council last week, the bill that was introduced by Councilman O and Johnson and Squilla. I think they have enough votes, even if the mayor vetoes it, to override it.
Wow. That would be surprising to me because I don't count on city council when it gets to radical stuff. But okay, I think
they got the message. They got the message because Sherelle Parker put out a strong message up in the 9th district that she doesn't want it anywhere. Darryl Clark is against this site. So I think, you know, the council president. So I'm you know, hoping and praying that city council does the right thing. And from what I'm hearing in the background, they are. And
well,
the other thing is we filed a brief on Friday with all the businesses in South Philly and the registered community groups, along with all the Kensington groups, to ask Judge McHugh to stay his order until the opinion from the Third Circuit comes down.
Good
stuff.
So
we're covering this pretty good behind the scenes.
Absolutely, Jody. Well, it's a playbook. You and Leanne, you were the talk of these other activists over there in Camden County. It gives them hope. So 10 o'clock this Thursday, the mayor, the great man's budget address for people to show up at Philadelphia City Hall.
Absolutely.
Good
Absolutely.
Stuff. All right, we'll be on
All
it.
All right.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for popping
you.
In today.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.